This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization Director General says the coronavirus pandemic is not even close to being over and that the outbreak is accelerating globally. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday in Geneva that Tuesday marks 6 months since the UN Health Agency was first informed of a cluster of unusual pneumonia cases in China, the first indications of the coronavirus emergence. He noted that WHO has since recorded more than 10 million cases and 500,000 deaths globally. Tedros said the hard reality is this is not even close to being over. Dozens of vaccine candidates are currently in early stages of testing, and some may move into late-stage testing this summer. A rise in coronavirus cases around the world is prompting authorities in some countries, including India and the United States, to reimpose lockdown restrictions. India reported another record one-day increase in confirmed cases Monday, with nearly 20,000. The country trails only the United States, Brazil, and Russia in total confirmed cases since the pandemic began late last year in China. Part of India's Assam state has reimposed its lockdown through July 12th, while West Bengal state extended its restrictions until the end of July. The number of global cases has reached nearly 10.2 million. The number of deaths stands at 502,940, according to the Johns Hopkins University. Workers at six Amazon warehouses in Germany went on strike Monday because of concerns over employees testing positive for COVID-19. A representative for the Amazon Employees Labor Union says as many as 40 have been infected and accuses the company of putting profits ahead of safety. Amazon denies the allegation and says it's invested billions to protect its workers. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday handed abortion rights advocates a victory, striking down a restrictive abortion law in Louisiana that would have left the southern state with only one abortion clinic. The vote was 5-4, with Chief Justice John Roberts siding with the court's four-member liberal contingent. The decision struck down a law that would have required doctors performing abortions to gain admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. The question before the court in Monday's ruling was whether that requirement would unduly burden women seeking an abortion. Health experts estimate that more than 800,000 abortions a year are performed in the United States. A rocket attack on a crowded marketplace in Afghanistan's volatile southern Helmand province killed at least 23 civilians and injured 15 others on Monday. Residents reportedly accused Afghan security forces of firing the rockets during clashes with the Taliban. The governor's office in Helmand rejected the allegations and instead blamed the insurgent group for being behind the bloodshed. A Taliban spokesman denied the insurgent group's involvement. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's office denounced the incident and urged the Taliban to quit violence in favor of peace talks. Monday's bombing took place a day after eight civilians were killed when a roadside bomb ripped through their vehicle in Washir district of Helmand province. The U.S. Supreme Court has cleared the way for the Trump administration to resume executing federal death row inmates for the first time in nearly two decades. The high court said it would not review a ruling by a federal appeals court that greenlighted the planned executions of four federal death row inmates. Lawyers for the four inmates argued that federal lethal injection protocol must comply with standards used in the states where they were sentenced. A federal court agreed with the prisoners, but in April, the Federal Appeals Court for the District of Columbia reversed that decision. The high court's decision means that unless another court intervenes, the four inmates, all convicted of murdering children, will be put to death at a federal prison in Haught, Indiana, beginning July 13th. Liberal Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor disagreed with the decision. They said they would have heard the challenge. Starbucks is the latest company to say it will pause social media ads. This comes after a campaign led by civil rights organizations calling for an ad boycott of Facebook, saying it doesn't do enough to stop racist and violent content. The coffee chain joined a growing group of companies saying they'll pause ads on Facebook or social media more broadly. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and you're listening to VOA News.
Voice of OA. 101. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.
I can't write one song that's not about you. Can't drink without thinking about you. Is it too late to tell you that everything means nothing if I can't have you?
I'm in Toronto and I got this view, but I might as well be in a hotel room, yeah. It doesn't matter cause I'm so consumed, spending all my nights reading texts from you. Oh, I'm good at keeping my distance. I know that you're the feeling I'm missing. You know that I hate to admit it, but everything means nothing if I can't have you. Sorry that my timing's off, but I can't move on if we're still gonna talk. Is it wrong for me to not want half? I want all of you, all the strings attached. Oh, I'm good at keeping my distance. I know that you're the feeling I'm missing. You know that I hate to admit it, but everything means nothing if I can't have you. You, but I hold on. Everything means nothing. Everything means nothing, babe. I'm trying to move on, forget you, but I hold on.
Everything means nothing if I can't have you. No, I can't write one song that's not about you. Can't drink without thinking about you. Is it too late to tell you that everything means nothing if I can't have you?
Shawn Mendes, If I Can't Have You on VOA 1. Shawn says it's a lot of pressure to be successful in the music business. And there's added pressure when people keep comparing him to Justin Bieber. They're both from Canada. They're both handsome, male idol types. And they're both in their 20s. Shawn is 21. And he said there is a difference, though, you know, and people keep asking him, well, he's a good guy. How long can he keep that good boy image up? He said, you never know. Coming up next, NF with Time on VOA 1, The Hits.
Even if we both break down tonight, and you say you hate me, and we go to bed angry, I know everything will be alright. I'll be here waiting, I promise I'm changing. I just need a little time to show you I'm worth it. I know that I can be a difficult person. I'm a stress case, drive you up the wall when I'm working. Actually, I'm probably worse when I'm not. You don't deserve it, make you nervous cause you know I'ma break soon. Every time I do, I say something that hurts you. Acting like I'm gone, but we both in the same room. I don't like to be wrong, which I know you relate to. And I know I make you feel like you're at the end of your road. That's when I look at you and tell you I'll be better alone. It's just a pride talking, isn't it? Cause both of us know I'm the definition of wreck if you look into my soul. Comes out the most when I feel I'm in a vulnerable place. Made a lot of mistakes I wish I knew how to erase. When I'm afraid, might get distant and I push you away. But no matter the case, I'ma do whatever it takes.
Even if we both break down tonight,
and you say you hate me, and we go to bed angry. I know everything will be alright. I'll be here waiting. I promise I'm changing. I just need time. I bought you the ring. We were fighting back and forth like you were wearing a thing. Two passionate people not afraid to say what they think. Lead a passionate conversation when it's hard to agree. You know me well, sitting on the edge of my seat, looking at life, overanalyzing everything. Always depressed, trying to find a better version of me. Searching for something I know's probably right in front of my feet. Stubborn as me? Maybe not, but you're close to it. Got a lot of issues, I'm trying to work through them. Going to therapy for you, something that's worth doing. When I know you've been there for me through all of my worst moments, and I know it hurts knowing that. Carry this weight on my chest, making it difficult for me to open up and connect. A lot of regrets, I apologize for all of the stress. That's not what I meant to do, you know I love you to death. Even if
we both break down tonight, and you say you hate me, and we go to bed angry, I know everything will be alright. I'll be here waiting, I promise I'm changing. I just need time.
Right here on VOA 1.
Difficult to stand but hold your balance. I just say whatever cause there is no way you're round it. Cause everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Some days you wake up and nothing works, you feel surrounded. Gotta give your feet some gravity to get you grounded. Keep good things inside your ears just like the waves and sound it. And just say whatever cause there is no way you're grounded. Everyone falls down sometime, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay, it's okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in dark, I walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in dark, I walk around the neighborhood.
Surfaces from Texas, and that's Sunday Best on VOA 1. Their album is Horizons, their third album, and they've got a new song that just came out that features Sir Elton John. My name is Larry London, keeping you company with all the hits. Thanks for joining us. Here's Dua Lipa and Break My Heart.
I've always been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I have never heard before. I'm indecisive, but this time I know for sure. I hope I'm not the only one that feels it all. Are you falling?
I was doing better. How 20 seconds in 20 years. Can I go? We could let our friends crash in the living room. This is our place. We make the call. And I'm highly suspicious that everyone who sees you wants you. I've loved you three summers now, honey, but I want them all.
Swift Lover on VOA1. I'm Larry London.
Lover.
Taylor on Friday night performed with a bunch of other celebrities like Katy Perry and Camila Cabello as support for the Pride Month and honor of Stonewall Day on Friday, which is a part of the LGBTQ community. It's a big event, and she did a virtual show. She did a couple songs, and she also talked about the fact that the 2020 census